Hello there, writers! I'm Kristen Kiefer, and welcome back to the Well Storied podcast, where I transform articles from the Well Storied blog into audio so you can listen in on the go. Today, I am super excited to be back on the blog with a brand new article and thus a brand new podcast episode for you all. This is a topic that I have yet to cover at Well Storied in the, 3+ years I have been running this show. So it's very exciting to crack open something new and to share new tips and new insights with you all. So what is this topic, you may ask? Well, if you've read the podcast episode title, you probably have an idea. But the article on the blog is called How to Craft Spectacular Secondary Characters. I've gotten quite a few questions about secondary characters over the years from readers who are emailing me, and I've usually answered those questions directly in the email as a reply, but I'm very excited to just talk about this topic in depth today in an article in a podcast episode. So without any further ado, let's dive in. If you would like to read along as you listen in, make sure to head on over to well-storied.com/secondary. I will also leave that link for you in the episode description below. How to Craft Spectacular Secondary Characters. Are your story's supporting characters receiving enough attention? As storytellers, we often work diligently to bring our protagonists to life, taking pains to shape and mold them into characters that feel as real as the living, breathing people around us. Secondary characters, however, don't always receive that same treatment. It's easy to skimp out on the characterization of characters who aren't always in the limelight, but doing so would be a mistake. If we want to immerse readers in a world that feels as rich and compelling as our own, our supporting casts deserve just as much attention as our story's stars. Today, let's talk about how to give it to them. Do your secondary characters serve a purpose? Like every element in our stories, the characters in our supporting casts must serve a purpose. If they don't supplement the story in some way, they'll weigh it down, casting a pall on what otherwise could have been a truly fantastic book. Fortunately, there are many ways supporting characters can serve powerful purposes within the frameworks of our stories. Just take a look at these examples. They can advance the plot in ways the protagonist cannot. They can create conflict that stymies the protagonist in their journey. They can reveal or highlight elements of the protagonist's characterization, often by serving as a foil. Their words, actions, or backstory can deepen the discussion of a theme. They can motivate or otherwise aid the protagonist or antagonist. And finally, they can further reveal elements of the story's world building. I said finally, but there are plenty of other purposes your secondary characters can serve. So, see how secondary characters can be just so much more than just a tool at the protagonist's disposal. The prize love interest they win as a reward for fulfilling their destiny, or the comic relief who lightens up the mood. By fulfilling one or more of the purposes we just talked about, our supporting characters can enrich our stories in ways that further captivate readers, rather than pulling them out of the narrative with characterizations that fall flat. Now let's talk about how to develop secondary characters fully. Crafting spectacular secondary characters can be tough when they don't receive nearly as much screen time as their primary character counterparts, but that doesn't mean we should skimp out on their characterizations. Secondary characters deserve to stand on their own 2 feet as characters with rich lives and complex inner worlds, just as any protagonist should. But how much do we need to develop our secondary characters before writing? And how can we showcase their complexities if they don't spend much time on the page? Here are my top tips to get you started, writer. Tip number 1. Develop secondary characters fully. It's not always necessary to craft supporting characters in as much detail as you would your primary characters. However, I do recommend developing all the same elements for those characters as you would your protagonist. Elements such as personality, backstory, relationships, worldview, unique voice, and so on. As with anything you develop, it's unlikely that every last scrap of information will wind up on the page. However, it's always better to know more about your characters than is necessary, than to skimp out on their characterization. To begin developing your secondary characters today, I have a full archive of articles on characters that you can check out on the Well-Storied blog, or you can grab your own copy of our step-by-step guide, Crafting Incredible Characters. I will leave links for both of those things in today's episode description for you. Tip number two, take advantage of tropes. You know you've developed a character well when readers invest in their lives, buying into the believability of their actions and motivations. Any good investment, however, involves trust, and trust often takes time to build. When secondary characters don't receive much time on the page, encouraging readers to invest in their lives can be tough. Fortunately, there's an easy trick you can employ to remedy this situation. Craft secondary characters that put fresh and unexpected twists on classic character tropes. By taking stock characters, the jock, the medieval princess, the city lawyer, the rogue, and so on, and putting a fresh spin on their typical persona, you can take advantage of readers' preconceptions and make quick work of crafting characters that feel just as complex as any star of the show. Need an example or two? Perhaps the popular high school jock only joined the team in hopes of earning a college scholarship, or maybe the high-powered city lawyer works day and night to avoid confronting the emotional consequences of past trauma. Really, the options here are endless. On to tip number three we go. Make them memorable. Developing secondary characters fully and making good use of readers' preconceptions are both great ways to bring those characters to life. But how can you keep secondary characters from getting lost in the crowd? Here are a few quick tips for making characters memorable when you're juggling a large cast. Tip number one, give them an alliterative quirk. This is a tip I picked up from a recent episode of the Writing Excuses podcast with author Brandon Sanderson. To help readers distinguish between two or more secondary characters, make clever use of alliteration. Perhaps Marcus has a mustache, for example, or Corey is a chiropractor. Though you don't always want to make constant mention of this alliterative quirk, giving it a small nod when the character comes into the scene can help trigger readers' recognition of them. Tip number two, call out pop culture. Certain names carry heavy pop culture weight. For example, a character named Jan is likely to call to mind Jan Brady, while a character named Norman may make readers recall Norman Bates from Psycho. As with tropes, use these pop culture connotations to your advantage when working to distinguish characters. This trick can be especially helpful when you reference characters from within your own genre, as the references will likely have a greater impact on your ideal reader. On to tip number three, less is more. Some stories can't help but have a large cast of characters. But at the end of the day, the fewer characters your story includes, the easier it will be for readers to remember who they are. Take a good hard look at your cast of characters. Do any serve similar purposes or not enough purpose? How can you combine two or more secondary characters to forge a stronger, better developed cast? And finally, tip number four, make them unique. This may be a simple tip, but don't forget to craft secondary characters that are unique individuals. Work to define their voices and to vary their personality traits and backstories. Try to avoid giving them names that are too similar as well. Pairings like Veronica and Victoria, Matt and Pat, and Joe and Joy may all confuse readers. Now let's talk about the many types of supporting characters. Not all supporting characters are created equal. Some characters will appear in your story much more frequently than others, and all should serve various purposes within the realm of your story. If some of your supporting characters serve specific purposes, however, they may fall into a particular role, serving as a villain, a mentor, a sidekick, or a love interest. Though not all secondary characters need to fall into one of these roles, there are a few additional tips and tricks that can help you craft each of these characters with ease. Ready to break them down? We are going to dive deep into each of these roles over the next few weeks, writers, so keep an eye out for upcoming episodes that will talk about each one. I cannot wait to see you there. Writers, are you ready to craft well-developed secondary characters that will wow your readers? I hope you found today's tips and tricks to be helpful. Again, I am so excited to share several upcoming episodes with you that are going to break down the mentor, the sidekick, and the love interest. We've already talked about villains here on the podcast, and I will try to remember to find that episode number and leave it for you in the episode description below. But you can also check that link out to the villain article and villain podcast by heading over to today's article transcript at well-droid.com/secondary. So yeah, writers, thank you so much for listening in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, go ahead and give it a like or a rating or a review, whatever you can do from wherever you are listening in from. I know I say this every time I release a podcast episode, and it probably gets a bit old, but truly anything you can do like that, liking, rating, reviewing, all of that helps the podcast grow. It helps the podcast gain more visibility. It brings more writers in, all of which enables me to keep on creating these podcast episodes. So if you enjoy the podcast and would like it to continue for a long time to come, please do go ahead and do whatever you can do to help support it. Sharing it with your writing friends, whether in real life or online as well, also helps. Word of mouth really goes a long way. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would like to help support the podcast monetarily, help me cover the expenses involved in running it, and really in running all of WellStoried, creating all of WellStoried's resources, I do have a Patreon account. Patreon is a place where you can support your favorite creators on a monthly basis for as little as just $1 a month. And so if you would like to get involved, you can find all of that at patreon.com/WellStoried. I try not to share exclusive writing tips and tricks with my Patreons to thank them, or with my patrons to thank them, because I feel that that kind of defeats the purpose of what I do at WellStoried. I try my hardest to make all of WellStoried's resources as accessible as possible to writers of all backgrounds, of all incomes, because I truly believe that there really should not be a barrier to entry involved in self-improvement or education. And so Patreon is one of the ways that the WellStoried community as a whole can help support this mission of mine. And so to thank them, and I do want to thank them, I share posts with my patrons every Tuesday and now every Friday as well. But rather than sharing exclusive tips and tricks, I actually share on Tuesdays some behind-the-scenes looks at both WellStoried and my personal fiction writing life. And then on Fridays in particular, I've just started doing Fiction Fridays, where I actually share a snippet from my own fiction writing, just as kind of a way to, you know, say thanks for all the support. It just, like I always say, it means the world. It truly, truly does. And I just want to say thanks for that however I can. So it may not be the biggest reward in the world to share these little posts with my patrons every week, but it's just something I do because I absolutely love, just, I'm so grateful for all of the support. So yes, again, if you'd like to be a part of that community, if you would like to check out my Tuesday behind the scene posts, my Fiction Friday posts, make sure to head on over to patreon.com/wellstoried. Writers, thank you all so much for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me on social media. I would love, love, love to chat with you about this. But until next time, writers, happy writing to you, and we will see you soon. Bye!